SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden pardons his son, Hunter, reversing his past promises not to do so.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son. And that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's plan to nominate Kash Patel as FBI director sets the stage for a fresh new round of optimism at a law enforcement agency tasked with investigating federal crimes. Patel has plans to shake up the FBI and get it back in working order following 4 years of political prosecutions and crime under the Biden-Harris team. Also at SRNnews.com, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are preparing to meet with House Republicans next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted online he'll be hosting the pair on December 5th to discuss major reform ideas. Musk and Ramaswamy were selected by President-elect Trump to head the new Department of Government Efficiency. GOP embarking on an ambitious agenda.
Republicans swept to power on Election Day and now control the House, the Senate, and the White House with plans for an ambitious 100-day agenda come January. Their to-do list includes extending tax breaks, cutting social programs, building the border wall to stop immigration, and rolling back President Biden's green energy policies. Atop that list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring tax cuts that were a signature domestic achievement of Donald Trump's first term as president. It's an issue that may define his return to the White House. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Are you ready for Giving Tuesday? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the queer trans agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a queer trans Christmas market that offers entertainment by drag queens, also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest queer trans population in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also under tight security. In 2016, a Muslim plowed through a crowd of market-goers in Berlin. This is SRN News. There's been another food recall. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
About 1 in 7 Americans over the age of 65 are meeting federal physical activity guidelines. The researchers say older adults have the same goals for physical activity as all adults, which includes 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity each week. More senior men met the guidelines than senior women. More details at srnnews.com.